the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Gummy Momo.
Biggie Austin.
No worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
confusing? The real problem with that.
Bloody.
I can stand the prick.
Oh, the bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. You got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a Broadway musical about three strangers who meet in an underground sewer, fall in love, and make a radio show. Yes, it's a story as old as time, but one I think that we have perfected. Howdy, I'm Joel Kassam, and it is my great honour to introduce the rest of the cast. Playing the ever-lovable but incredibly dull How Drop Cornful, it's Gabby Morris.
Hello.
Hello.
How Drop.
It'd be dull, but...
How Drop really... Cornful.
What does that even mean?
That was her name. I don't know.
What do you mean it was her name? You made it up.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Joel?
I like to make up names. And I think How Drop Cornful is a good one.
I'm waiting for mine. Go.
I didn't get one for you, sorry.
Oh, my God.
And starring in his first musical since his ill-fated solo show, How I Dress Myself, it's Mick Rad.
I thought when we met in the sewer that we would be like Ninja Turtles or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That would have been so sick.
Yeah, we could be Ninja Turtles.
Bags,
I'm Donatello.
I'm Michelangelo.
That's okay. Gab?
Oh, I think I was obsessed. I want to be Michelangelo.
Well, I'll be Raphael then.
Raphael.
Oh.
No one wants to be Leo.
Who would want to be Leo? Donatello. Why would you want to be Donatello? Donatello's the boring one.
He's the nerd. He's my favorite.
Oh.
He's the geek.
Is that because you're a nerd?
Joel relates.
I relate so much. But I always loved him. He was the best.
He
had
purple.
Like the big purple, yeah. Mm. He had just the stick. That's all he needed.
Very suitable on Wear It Purple Day today.
Is that what today is?
It is.
Wear It Purple Day. What is that?
I'm
what's that in purple?
I'm wearing purple.
Yeah, I've got purple underneath here. It is in support of young people of LGBTI persuasion.
Okay.
And you're supposed to wear it purple and show your support to,
Am I close?
LGBTQI plus young people.
That's it.
Am I close?
Great day.
Oh, you got purple pants on.
Yeah, that's good, Joel.
Nice.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Doing something good. Donatello would be so proud. Hi, guys.
Hey.
How are things?
Going all right.
Hi.
Hi, Gab.
Hi, Gabby. How are you?
Good.
Hi. I don't know if people know. Mick and I have been back in the studio for 4 weeks, maybe a month.
Yeah.
Something like that. And Gabby still hasn't come back in, but it doesn't sound that bad. I mean.
It's pretty good. I'm pretty happy about it.
Yeah. You do sort of cut out a bit. And you are delayed.
And it does look like you're sitting in like a really dark room with like a scary light on your face.
You've got this like the operatic part of Bohemian Rhapsody going on. Yeah.
Mom, I'm here.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason I'm not in the studio is because we have a 3-person limit. So it's not like
two-person
I don't
want
to be there. That's what I meant. And it's just a bit awkward. But we're doing well. We're combining the two worlds of face-to-face and virtual Zooming. So
yes.
It's good. We're doing good.
Yeah.
We're doing good.
We're bringing the people diversity in their content.
We're bringing them what they want.
I think people are used to people breaking up in the way that they, you know, like they're used to that breaking up of internet.
Joel is so too.
God. Hey, going back to the show. My parents were listening to some episodes on their long car journey, which I highly recommend. Anyone that needs to get some, you know, good content, you can listen to us on any podcast streaming app. But I caught up with them. I don't see them often. And they were like, oh, my God, we listened to your show. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Yeah. We cannot believe your pizzas got stolen and you did not tell us.
They're finding out
like,
things
what?
About you from the show. I love it.
Like, yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, well, I don't know. Like, it's not that big a deal. Like, it was a bit annoying. They were like, well, who stole them? And I was like, well, I don't know. Well, why wouldn't you tell us about that? That sounds like really quite shocking. And I was like, guys, more things happen in my life than a couple of pizzas being nicked from out the front. I was just completely mind-boggled. They didn't even care about any of the other content. It was only about the pizzas.
Well, if we can just have those bits of juicy content just for our family, I think that's worth a while.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Yeah.
Where are they traveling?
Where were they traveling? Mm. They were just traveling down the coast.
Oh, okay.
From, yeah.
And are they listening right now, do you think? I reckon they are.
I reckon they could be. Just they could like, be. Yeah. Shout out. Durka Durka and Lisa.
We should say shouts to our fans. I got a fan who listens every week. He lives in England.
Yes.
Nick, shouts to Nick, and, Nick and Brody.
Hi, Nick and Brody.
I've got a fan in New York, Sam. That's pretty exciting.
Worldwide.
And a couple of fans in Byron Bay.
It's not Pete Evans, is it?
No comment.
So, okay, this is great. We've got Antarctica. We're covering so many of the continents.
Yeah.
We're doing really well. We've got to break into that Asian market. Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah, we've got to spread our wings.
I tried with the South Korean baseball that time. It didn't take off.
That's okay. But where were you? You were in Asia, weren't you, at some point?
Well, when we found out that we won the award,
yeah,
I was actually in Singapore in the big fancy building. I was there.
Do we need to tell people what award it was?
We probably should. We haven't mentioned it for weeks. This is Across the Park, the multi-award winning show. Do I have the thing on here? No, I don't, which is such a shame. Doesn't matter. Yeah, we won an award for...
Best Sports Show at the CBAA Awards.
Yeah, thank you.
Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, I think.
That's close enough.
Yeah. And can we back it up? Like, the awards are coming up, right, in a couple of months?
We were just talking about this off air. We're not too sure when. And I don't think we will.
No.
We should give
it. We
should
put ourselves in. We have to put ourselves in to be nominated.
That helps.
Oh, yeah, we
but
do.
Also, I just think we should give other people a chance. Because we are multi award winning. That's not the only award we've won. We've won other awards.
Yes. Other award.
One other award. Two is multi.
It is. It is. Yeah. What were we going to talk about before that? I was in Singapore at the time,
right,
when
yeah.
we found out that
but
I.
But did we have you on the show at any point?
He called me. No, we didn't. No, we were all on like a group chat talking about when we
went. Hang on. What is the point of this conversation?
I'm not sure. Something about the Asian market.
yeah, that's right. Breaking into the Asian market. That's what we've got to do.
Okay. Right.
Okay. All right. That's enough of the nonsense, I think. No, it isn't. There's plenty more to come. Because this week, through the week, I went back through some old... interviews that I've done for this show that never really made it to air.
Oh.
And I've just grabbed a few snippets of things.
They didn't cut the mustard, hey?
They weren't good enough, I didn't think. So like this one, for example, this is when I was speaking to the Queen and showing her images of my brain.
Yeah.
And so that's an image of my brain, Your Majesty. And if we just have a look at this one, it's Mick Rad's.
You see, it's much smaller, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
So that was, I mean, that's just phenomenal.
I can see why you didn't run that one. I don't know whether she's very knowledgeable in neurological parts of the anatomy.
Probably not.
So I wouldn't judge the Queen. So I can see why you didn't play that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Also, there was that time I did the spelling bee with Donald Trump.
Oh.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, what does S-M-A-R-T spell?
Smart.
Good. Very good. Yes.
So, yeah.
He took a little while, didn't he?
He did, yeah. It was a tough one.
He did.
Five letters. And that's all, guys. Don't look at me like I've got any more.
Multiple.
Wow.
As in two.
We've covered it all, haven't we, on this show?
You know
I'll find some more for next
week. This reminded me of the Simpsons episode where Homer goes, I'm so smart. I am so smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T. Apparently, that was all completely, made up. Like, he didn't mean to say SMRT.
Oh, really?
He accidentally said SMRT, but it sounded so good that they kept it in.
Well, there you go.
Used it in the dialogue. A little bit of a Simpsons
trivia. This is, we're doing good. We are doing good.
Are you going to ask me how my sport...
I'm not really that into Simpsons.
Really? What? Oh, well, that means we have to do more than Joel.
I'm going to see both of your reactions because I could just tell you two just ooze that kind of like diehard Simpsons fans.
I wouldn't say diehard. Like three tattoos, that's it. I've seen people who have much
true?
More. No.
are you going to ask me how my sport went this week?
How'd your sport week go, Gabby?
Oh my God. I did no sport.
Cool. How did your sport week go, Mick?
Well, I'm glad you asked, y'all. I've been playing social soccer.
How did you go?
Down at Redfern. I played on Wednesday night. I scored 2 goals. Nearly got my hat trick. I scored 2, Gab. I was so proud of myself.
Joel, I want 2 air horns right now.
Ah.
Bah, bah,
bah. Oh,
how's
it.
That?
I don't know good. Where it is.
Oopsie daisies. That's better.
Nah.
There you go.
Oh, anyway.
Nice one.
You can have this.
Anyway, that's the first 2 goals I've scored in the season. I've only
and in one game. Games,
2 in one game. I was so
what was
excited.
The final score?
6-1.
Oh, great.
Yeah. what do you mean? Great.
No, I tried to. I thought you were going to be like 6-2.
6-1. So yeah. We won.
Yes, you were the winning team.
But it was one of these goals where the goalie slipped over, like right in front of me. And I was like one-on-one with the goalie and they went whoop. And then I was so nervous I was going to miss it. And I had like an open goal and I was fumbling around with it. And they're like scrambling around for the ball. And I ended up like toe poking it through. And I was like, oh my God, I need to stuff that up.
Did you help him up?
No.
Ah.
Sorry, I was too busy celebrating. And true. You're not supposed to like use your hands or elbow touch at the end.
Okay.
I did bite well done. Someone, you know, when their arm was in my hand, mouth, but you know, that's all right.
That's okay.
That's
yeah.
okay. It's all in the bubble.
And your other goal?
Oh, that was just a cracker. Through the legs. Yeah. Nutmegged him.
Oh, wow. Mm. Through the legs. How big are the goals? They're obviously not as big as normal goals.
No, like put your arms out like wide. And that's about how wide they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joel did it.
I got really long arms. I'm like a monkey. Mm. They just sort of like, even sitting in this chair, they're just dragging on the ground.
What a knuckle dragger. What about you, Joel?
Nothing.
Okay.
Pass. Nothing. Yeah, sorry.
It's all right, guys. Spring is around the corner. Time to get outside.
It's very close.
And do things.
It's going to be a warm weekend.
Yeah.
Get outside and enjoy the sun. Although, I got nothing. All right.
26 on Sunday.
26.
Yep. Heard it here first.
That's in Sydney. What about in Beijing? Because we've got to crack the market.
I don't know, John.
Well, we're just talking. Well, you get into that and I'll play the sports thing. Where is one?
Sport.
There you go.
Beautiful.
All right. Let's start with something we never talk about. Boxing, because I don't think any of us here are boxing fans. We never talk about it.
But I told you that I get that weird boxing videos on my Facebook because I accidentally hovered over a video for too long. And now I just get boxing videos on my Facebook feed.
Will you be well averse to the Horn Zoo fight on Wednesday night then, Gab?
No, I missed that one.
All right. Well, anyway, look, like you said, Jeff Horn versus
Tim Zoo.
Almost yes. said Kosha.
Don't say son of.
No,
he doesn't like that.
He definitely doesn't like that.
He likes being Tim.
Anyway, whatever. They had a fight. That doesn't matter. What I care about is what happened before it, because they do the weigh-in maybe a day or so before.
Mm.
It's a big event. They have it on a stage. There's people there. It gets televised and all this sort of stuff. Now, I'll let this do the talking, but actually, I'll just play it. So this is a clip from the weigh-in.
The king of Suncorp, Jeff Hall.
That's the wrong one. I'm going to play it again. It's this one.
We now invite to the scales the former world champ and the king of Suncorp, Jeff Horn.
Right.
Anyone seen Jeff?
Which is brilliant. Like, it's all very funny because, I mean, that's Andy Raymond, who I believe you've interviewed.
Yeah,
Andy Raymond's
good
very
guy.
Great,
good guy.
Great commentator. Fantastic guy. He did very well there because obviously Jeff Horn didn't come to the stage. He just disappeared. And there's that big gap. And I love that there was a big gap because I feel like this is a great opportunity for anyone, especially 2SER, to get some advertising in. So I did this.
We now invite to the scales the former world champ and the king of Suncorp, Jeff Horn.
You're listening to 2SER 107.3. Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
Anyone seen Jeff?
Wow, that just fit perfectly.
It fits, right?
Yeah.
What about if, I mean, it's a good little, it's a quite a big gap. Why not throw in a bit of music?
Sure.
The King of Suncorp, Jeff Horn.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid.
Anyone seen Jeff?
Ooh, wow, like perfect interlude.
I've got more.
Oh, God.
If you want.
You have to listen to the podcast if you want more.
Extra content. That's amazing. How many more do you have?
Well, at least two. Wow. But I can play one more. I'll play this one because this is going back a few months or possibly even last year. When did we have Tessa? Actor Tessa de Jocelyn came on the show.
While I was away.
While you're away.
Year.
Oh, there
Early
you go.
This year.
It's all coming together.
Yep.
And so she came on the show and we went back into the archives and found a really old ad that she did, which also fits really well.
The King of Suncorp, Jeff Horn.
The biggest test this summer won't be on the cricket pitch. It'll be in the laundry. Full loads only. I always do cold water cycles so I can mix my whites and colours. Saves time, saves water. How's that for an idea?
Anyone seen Jeff?
I do love that. Anyone seen Jeff?
Anyone seen Jeff? Oh, very good, Joel.
Yeah.
I think we'll you're taking the piss a little bit, though.
Absolutely.
But we won't bring that up. Anyway, Tim Zoo won. He's now undefeated, 12 wins, no losses, and Jeff Horn will probably retire.
Wow.
The end.
Thank you very Whoa. Much.
He thrashed him, like just all over him. TKO.
Well, look, again, we don't talk about boxing, but just one quick question. Will he be better than his father?
Ooh, that's a big call. Kostya was one of the best in the world.
I'm like, talking about Jeff Horn.
He was very, very good. Yes.
What? No,
Jeff.
No.
So, yeah, Tim's very good, just like his dad.
Yeah, but don't say that. Okay, in NRL, number five, Anthony Seibold is the fifth coach of the 2020 season to now be without a job.
Five out of 16. It's bad odds.
I couldn't believe it.
It's unreal. It's unreal. That's so many people. So he started there only last year.
It was a big swap with him and Bennett.
That's right. So he coached the Bunnies for a year, got them to the finals. And then everyone was like, oh, my God, this guy is a genius. Everyone wanted to sign him. Well,
keep
not everyone.
Him forever.
Hmm. Mm. So Brisbane signed him to a massive deal. As you said, Bennett had to go down to South. It was like a big swap. And they went all right last year. They made the finals. And then the big turning point for them was the loss to the Eels. What was it? 58-0
in the finals. Oh, yeah. I've got it tattooed on my ass.
58 on the left cheek. That's all it needs. But, yeah, so I think that was sort of where it started to collapse.
Yeah, maybe. You're right. Because they've had a terrible season, obviously.
And then this year was just awful.
And just dogged by rumors. I'm not going to raise any of the rumors here because some of the rumors are pretty full on and not obviously, you know, verified. But there's some shocking stuff going around the online channels about what he's been up to.
Yeah.
And whether or not
What's
any of it's
the
true.
Boss?
I'll tell you off here, Gab. It's full on.
Actually, I don't even know.
Yeah, no,
I don't want to know.
It is full on. But, and yeah, he's been dogged by that. And look, apparently the players just don't trust him anymore. They don't have his confidence. Or sorry, what are the other way around? He doesn't have their confidence.
Okay.
So yeah, what do you do?
Sound like any coach is that confident in NRL at the moment?
Nah, you're always three wins away from being without a job.
Yeah, three losses even.
Three losses. That too.
But they like Brisbane have a good team on paper. They've got, you know, Anthony Milford, Darius Boyd, Brody Croft.
Like Pengai Jr.
Yeah, Davida Pengai Jr., yep. David Fifita.
Mm.
And look, even just a few weeks ago, David Fifita decided he wasn't going to stay with the Broncos, which really hurt them because they were really going to base everything around him, a young, good forward.
Yeah.
He went to the Titans. I mean, even moving to the Titans shows how much trouble they were in.
Well, here's the thing. If you want to take a bet, I think they're paying something like $13 against the Roosters this weekend.
Okay.
So if you fancy the Broncos somehow beating the Roosters, who are, you know, one of the best in the comp, throw your money away on the Broncos.
just give it to me.
Just put
we
a buck on it.
We do not condone throwing your money away.
Give it to me. But no, do, dollar. I only do dollar bets. That's dollar. You just do multis where you pay like hundreds of dollars and
don't
pay
$1. Talk about
betting. Sorry. I'm just trying to get sports bet sponsorship.
Shh.
Oh, come
on out.
So anyway, last weekend they lost to St. George, and Saints have now won two in a row.
What?
So looking good, Saints.
I know something about NRL this
week. Oh, beautiful. Let's go. Let's do it.
I know that the Eels got pummeled.
Come on. That's not fair, Gab.
I know that they missed 53 tackles. Ooh!
Oh, Gabby, with the stats.
Jeez.
And it was an embarrassing thing to watch.
You should really commentate the game, Gab. Yeah. I was there at the game last night, yes, and it was.
Oh, you were there. It was probably so embarrassing.
Oh, shut up. It was the worst Parramatta performance in years. And I've seen a lot of bad Parramatta performances. It's not the worst by any means. Like, we've played worse other times. But it was the worst in, yeah, at least a few years. Not good. Rabbitohs have now won five in a row and they're looking good.
Look, the Eels came off a win last week. They won 14-0 against.
Well, 16-0. And no one talks about that.
16?
Do they, Gab? Only because we recorded on Thursday and not Friday last week, so we couldn't do it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I actually, so I wrote this before last night's game, and I have here, people are saying that the scoreline should have been bigger against the depleted Melbourne side, because Eels were at full strength. Melbourne were missing their best players. They're 5 weeks out from finals. Yeah. Are you worried? And then last night happened. So, I don't need your thoughts. It's okay.
No, you don't.
You hate to say it, but Panthers are absolutely cruising at this point. They haven't lost a game since round five. Mm. And to finish the season, they have the Tigers, Broncos, Eels, Cowboys, and the Dogs. So they are a good chance of winning all five of those games. Mm. They should pretty much have the minor premiership.
Maybe. And I can't remember the last time they got the minor premiership. It's been a while.
I don't know either. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Panthers, Roosters, grand final? Maybe.
Mm.
We'll see.
Maybe. Basketball. Some basketball news happened, guys.
Did it?
Yes.
Please.
So.
Please tell us all,
I thought you were going to tell me.
Oh, yes.
Do you know anything, Joe?
We're talking NBA. No. We're talking, but then it's spread. This is a serious issue, but it's also a very, I guess, important issue around how sport can really dictate people's perceptions on things, right? So
totally. And we've spoken about this before, how like sport has this like huge intertwining impact across society, whether it's like climate change or now it's these, you know, huge racial political issues that I think everyone is just like, oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, you think about these multi-million dollar franchises, they have a huge amount of power. I think it's really, really exciting what's going on. Mick, tell them what's going on.
Well, that's right. The Milwaukee Bucks are due to play the Orlando Magic in the NBA Finals, and we're getting close to the game time. There's warm-up where the and they're all in a bubble right now, right? They're all playing in Walt Disney World in Florida. Mm-hmm. But the Bucks just didn't turn up. They weren't there. And, of course, there's no crowds, right? So it's not like everyone turned up for a game that didn't happen. They're all just stayed in their rooms. They decided as a joint, as a team, that they will boycott the game because of the latest shooting that happened in Wisconsin, I think it was. Another black unarmed black man shot in the back 7 times. Shocking. And so
by Wisconsin police. So
by should add that bit. And so not only the Bucks basically started it, and then the other teams all boycotted their games, and all the games on that night, or the NBA finals, were boycotted. And there was a threat that they were going to cancel the whole season for a day there. There was umming and ahhing. And they've all had a meeting now and they've talked it through and they will continue the season. But other sports have done the same thing, the WNBA as well, the Major League Baseball, National Hockey League. They've all boycotted at least one night of games in, I guess, recognition or support or, you know, just to try and, you know, highlight the issue.
Yeah, I think it does a lot of different things. Like you said, it highlights an issue. It's a form of protest. Yeah. It's a whole lot of different things.
Yeah. So anyway.
And it's interesting because the players are dramatically affected by it. So they lose a lot of money, these players not playing in these games. And so do their franchises and so do all these executives. So there's a lot at stake. It's not just like oh, it's a, we're not going to play a basketball game. It's like a lot of money that they lose every time they don't show up to a game. So the players are dramatically impacted too. So it's not just like, oh, we're not. Yeah. I think it's going to be interesting to see. And they seem to have a plan about trying to get some action from it. Not just protesting. They're speaking to politicians in America trying to get some action around it. But
sporting teams have a massive pull in politics in America.
Yeah.
Like the people who own these have a lot of money and a lot of say. And Trump especially always brings up the names of like the head of the NFL and the NBA, like as in mates of his sort of thing, you know. Mm. But if they turn around to him and tell him, well, you've got to do something about it, you know, they actually have some pull. So maybe something.
Will,
I mean, things are changing. This whole year has shown that people power does work, and hopefully it will keep doing that.
Yes.
Yeah.
In AFL, just quickly before we get to a game, Sydney Swans star Lance Franklin has officially been ruled out for the remainder of the year, even though he hasn't played a game yet. Succumbed to some sort of injury. In golf, world number 304. Yes. Sophia Popov has won the Women's British Open.
She won from 103 and 300. That's awesome.
From 304 to the world. Well. Women's British Open champion.
Where does she jump to now? Like, what order?
I don't know. Yeah, you'd have to jump.
Pretty good.
Into the
200s.
Yeah, have to.
301 at least.
She's now 303. and also, we really, because we didn't talk about A-League at all, the grand final is on Sunday.
Melbourne City.
Melbourne City take on Sydney FC.
More rivalry, Melbourne versus Sydney.
Yeah.
Should this be played in Melbourne, but it's not because they can't, so they're playing it in Sydney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Guys.
Yes.
I've got to get, my Uber's going to be here in a second.
Cool. No worries. Jeez. Let's do a game.
The King of Suncorp, Jeff Horn. Anyone seen Jeff?
Gabby has gone.
Oh, good.
She's just getting her jacket
on. She seriously is. It's like getting in the Uber.
Gab, we still got 3 minutes left of the show.
She can't hear us.
I'm here.
All right. Okay. So, had Western United beat Melbourne City on Wednesday, they would have reached the grand final in their inaugural season. Okay. Which other club made the grand final in the A-League in their maiden season?
Wanderers.
Far out. That was quick.
Thank you.
I mean, you literally know I know nothing about sport.
Yet you are co-hosting a sports show.
Okay. And then I just went to questions that I didn't get to last a couple of weeks ago.
These aren't cocktail ones, are they?
No. These are about the Olympics. Wait, my cocktail game is good.
Yeah.
Mm. People wrote letters. Okay.
S-H-U-T.
Guys.
U-P.
Get your Uber driver to come in on the show. That'll be fun.
Okay.
No, don't. No, actually do it. That'll be good. We've still got 2 minutes. I've got to really stretch this out. Although torch relays are banned, they are still doing one for the next Olympics. They will be visiting which two countries?
Wait, why are torch relays banned?
I don't know. And I don't remember this ever happening. But whatever website I was looking at said...
OHS reasons, surely.
Hands. Just have to wipe down the hand sanitizer on
No, but this is like going back a few years. This isn't a new thing. Yeah.
Really?
Anyway, there's still two countries doing it for the next Olympic, or the, whatever, 2021.
Japan.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So, okay, Japan is one. What's the other country?
America.
Greece.
America.
Greece. Mick is just killing it here. Maybe you should just go, Gabby.
Greece.
I think they always start, or they always would have started in Athens, right?
I'm ordering my Uber.
That's okay.
I thought you had ordered it. That was just a threat.
Yeah.
Okay. Alphabetically, which sport would come first at the next Olympics?
Ooh. It's got to be not archery, or it's got to be something like archery. Maybe there's abalone diving, aardvark hunting. Oh, it's aardvark hunting.
Wrestling.
What was your one? Wrestling.
Anaconda wrestling.
Anaconda wrestling.
Aardvark hunting.
Aaron wrestling.
Aaron?
No, you're not going to... What are you going to say?
Archery.
Yeah, well, archery's right. Like, you're going archery, no. Archery? Nah, archery?
Is I was
archery?
Just trying to... Come on, man. Spread it out a bit. Make it, you know, I didn't want to just jump in.
I appreciate it. We've still got 30 seconds. Should I ask one more? Nah, let's wrap it up. Let's do a wind-up.
Yeah, okay. Well, the Uber's coming.
Most of us going to be here in, like, 1 minute.
That's okay. We've got 20 seconds. So say goodbye, Gabby.
Oh, stay sporty.
There you go.
There we are.
There we go. Stay.
Now we can officially wrap up the show.
Yeah. Have a nice weekend, everyone.
Yes, and
get out in that sun and hit a ball.
Yeah, go hit some balls.
Just not mine.
All right.
Oh,
Huru.
Had to.
Bye.
Huru.
No, not Huru. I hate that.
Bye.
Anyone seen Jeff?